Oh, let's not think of tomorrow, lest we disappointed be. Our joys may turn to sorrow, as we all may daily see. Today we may be strong and healthy, but soon there comes a change. As we may see from the explosion, there has been a trimmed and grange. Men and boys left home in the morning for to earn their daily bread. None thought that by the evening they would be numbered with the dead. Let's think of Mrs. Burnett. Once she had sons, but now has none. By the Trimden Grange explosion, Joseph, George, and James are gone. February has left behind it what will never be forgot. Weeping widows and helpless children may be found in many's the cot. Homes that once were blessed with comfort, guided by a father's care, now are solemn, sad, and gloomy, since the father is not there. Little children, kind and loving, from their homes each day would run to meet their father's coming as each hard day's work was done. Now they ask if father's left them, and their mother hangs her head. And with a weeping widow's feelings tells the child its father's dead. God protect each lonely widow, and raise up each drooping head. Be a father to the orphans, never let them cry for bread. Death will pay us all a visit, they have only gone before, and we'll meet those Trimden victims where explosions are no more.